All right, it's coming up on 9 o'clock here on The Ticket, and it's time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life Insurance and Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. It's my turn this week, and I want to tell you a really interesting story. Just listen to this song for about 15, 20 seconds or so. All is lost, I lost you. So the story behind this song, it was put out by an artist named Thad Cockrell several years ago. And Jimmy Fallon, when things were closed down, went into a hardware store and heard it and thought it was the coolest song that he'd heard in a long time. Shazammed it and saw who it was. And it became his theme song. He just fell in love with this song. And so he told the story on The Tonight Show, and when The Tonight Show came back to going in studio, he brought on Thad Cockrell to play this song. Then The Today Show had him on. Next thing you know, for a guy who was trying to make it in the music business, was having trouble with his record company and his publicist, kind of at his wit's end, he had the most streamed song in the world.
Wow.
Swinging a couple of years ago. Fast forward to 2024, and he just put out, or is about to put out, his most latest work, an album called The Kid. And after going through the process of finally getting a big smash hit, he didn't receive a lot of money in return. I don't know if everyone knows how Spotify works, but it doesn't work out very well for the artist. And so he had the idea, I'm going to change how I'm doing things, and I'm going to have ownership of this. I'm going to make it available, but for my fans, and I'm starting to build up an audience, they're going to have to buy it from me. And so that's the way The Kid is being distributed. You cannot find, and we'll play some of The Kid here in a second, you cannot find this on Spotify or YouTube or anywhere else. You have to buy it from the artist, Thad Cockrell, who joins us now on The Ticket from Nashville, Tennessee. Morning, Thad.
Hey, good morning.
Well,
that was incredible. Thank you.
I don't know. I stumbled my way through a lot of things, but I'm just, like Jimmy Fallon, I love swinging. You cannot use that as a drop. We take things, the phrases around here, Thad, and we use them as drops, and I'm afraid I'm going to hear that here in about 10 minutes. But I love the song.
I
love the song, and a mutual friend of ours, Joshua Jones, told me your story, and he told me about your record. He put us in contact. You were nice enough to send me a link to your record, and just like so many have said, it is a masterpiece. It's beautiful. And I've just been so taken by every song on this new record. But before we talk about some of the songs on it, you came to the realization, okay, I'm going to change how people can consume this. And what did you do with this record?
Well, I just did something really different, George. And really, I think in order to tell a different story, you have to live a different story. And the story that I've been telling was getting old. And, I don't know much about the music business. I don't know if the music business knows anything about it either. But I do know something about business, that without scarcity, there's no value. And music is so incredibly valuable to me and to us. I think we're a music first country. You don't go to a football game without music starting it. You don't go to a wedding, to a church service, to a funeral. Music it sets the platform for everything. And really, I was obsessed with it growing up. I would stay up all night scrolling the radio dial. And, you know, I've been doing it my whole life. And, you know, so whenever the Jimmy Fallon thing happened, it was number one on Apple, number two on Apple. Actually, Spotify didn't do anything with it. And, you know, at some point I'm like, this does not make any sense. And really, what if people want to value this? And what if people want to show up? And my thought was like, why don't I sell it? I make music for people that value music as art. I believe that music is art. And you know, and art is not cheap. It's very expensive. It was expensive. It took two years of my life. I put a mortgage on my house. It was a horrible decision, but I'm glad I made it because it brought me to you. It brought this conversation. And, you know, what's exciting about it is people are showing up, you know. And I think the people are going to be the heroes of this story. My dream is to sell 1 million copies of an album. And, you know, and it's $100. It isn't cheap. But, you know, I paid all the musicians differently. And, you know, what's fun about it is when people get behind artists, artists can then show up for those people in a way that they wouldn't have previously. So one of the cool things that I'm doing is I'm making a country album, and I'm giving it to everyone on Thanksgiving as a thank you gift to everyone that bought the kid.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So it just allows me to be as grateful to everyone that showed up as possible. You know, about 2 months before I did this, George, I asked my friend who's the president of a very successful label. I said, you know, and I'm not going to say his name. I said, if you were me, knowing the rigged system of Spotify, if you were me, would you put it up on Spotify for free? And I've told this story to hundreds of people, and they all guessed the correct answer. He said no.
Wow.
He said no. And he said, because I know what will happen. You're going to put it up there, the stream, you know, you might get a couple playlists, but the numbers aren't going to be good. And once the toothpaste is out of the tube, there's no putting it back in. And then you're going to be screwed. And I could have said that with him when he started. So I don't know. One of the things that I ask my friends is, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And I, at some point I have to ask that to myself. And well, Thad, what would you do if you couldn't fail? Well, I wouldn't put it up on streaming services. I would allow people to show up in a way that I could only dream. And that's starting. I mean, you're doing that for me, George, and everyone there. And Joshua is doing that at his station. So now I get to be a part of a story that's just much bigger than me. And a lot of it really started with our guy, Jimmy Fallon, man. That dude was so generous. I mean, really
cool. That's incredible. This Thad Cockrell joining us here on The Ticket. So doing it this way, bucking the trend of the industry, it's the ultimate leap of faith. You've got management. You've got your own management there. You've got other musicians you're working with, other musicians in the business you know. How many of them told you that you were absolutely insane to try this?
Oh, I don't know that any of them said that I was insane to try it. Well, I think that they know that I'm crazy enough to do it, so I don't think they knew. I think all of them in the back of their heads are probably thinking he's actually doing the only thing that makes sense. But, you know, there's more money being made now in the history of music business than ever in the history of music, but there's the least amount towards making it.
Right.
And that's a bummer because we need great music, man. The music healed my heart. I've never had my heart healed by an open heart surgeon, but I have by a song. And we need to make sure that those people are compensated. But really, it's not even about that. The biggest story is I think that people want the best music. And I think people want to show up for things that they value. And why not give people an opportunity to show up and value, you know, music and art the way that they want.
And you know? I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're short on time, and I just wanted to ask, how has the response been? It must be pretty good, because you told me last night, somehow in just a matter of weeks, you've done better with this than you did with the song Swinging that was the number one song on iTunes.
Listen, I've had Super Bowl commercials. I've had some really killer things happen over the course of my career. I made more money in the 2-week pre-sale than I did 13 years combined on Spotify.
Wow. Mm. So I would think artists are taking notice of this, of, okay, there may be something to this.
You know, I'm building a platform, a tech platform that will allow other artists to do what I'm doing. Because, you know, if I solve a problem just for me, I believe the problem's wasted on me. So, I don't know. I'm just interested and about maybe helping music and leaving music in a better place than when I found it.
Man, I think that's awesome. I think the record is incredible. We played a little bit of it earlier. I'm going to play some more as we finish up the show today. And congratulations, because it is a masterpiece. And you were nice enough to send me a link. Don't send me anything more. I'm buying it. and I'm buying it. I hope some other people will too. And I hope you do change the model here. And I think in some way you already have. You're a really interesting guy, Thad, and I wish you nothing but luck. Yeah.
Thank you so much. If you all want to buy it, you can go to thadcockrell.com. We'll send you some music that came from my heart and a bunch of other really brilliant musicians here in Nashville.
Awesome. All right. We're going to get together one of these days and
I look forward to it.
Talk NFL and music one of these days.
Yeah, I'm down anytime.
He's a Chiefs fan, so things
Very
are going
good.
Well for Thad.
Don't
right
hold
now.
It against me. Don't hold
it's
it
all
against
right.
me.
Yeah, no, we won't. We won't. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride while it's while it's going
right.
on.
Yeah, if you get to, you should definitely enjoy a team like this and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. As soon as we're done, I'm hoping this for all the Cowboy fans. Y'all deserve it.
It's been a while around here. Yeah, sure has. All right, Thad, have a great day, and thanks
all
for
right,
the time
cheers,
this morning.
George. Yeah, y'all take care.
All right, good luck. That's Thad Cockrell. It's really interesting. He's done it. It's taken off, and I think that's an interesting theory of making it scarce, and then people
will seek it out,
and it's a lot of word of mouth right now about it. It's like, hey, you got to download this. It's really, really good, and it's only one way to get it.
The music industry is so upside down, like you talked about.
Yeah.
So much money in it and so little to artists.
Yeah.
They used to tour to sell albums.
Right.
Now you put an album out so you have a reason to tour, because you can't
make
money.
Make money.
That's why tickets cost so damn much, because they're not making any money off of record sales.
I know. It's crazy, and he's got a crazy idea that just might work.